Kevin Adam Michon.
Kevin,
did not start with me.
Don't mind him. He was vaccinated earlier today.
Oh, wow.
He's all fucked up in the brain. The vaccination is coursing through the blood, turning you
into a crazy person. Shot.
You got vaccinated?
I got flu shot like 2 days ago.
What are you doing, Caesar?
All right, look. Alex Jones said that if you get the flu shot, it's actually a bunch of microchips. They go into your head.
Yeah.
And they just make you want to watch football all day. That's what Alex Jones said.
Well, football's not even on right now, so I can't. And I'm fucked.
What are you watching?
I'm gonna watch March Madness because that's what they did.
Just as bad.
Yeah, that's just as fucking lame.
Can we have a brackets discussion?
Okay.
Who's in your bracket?
Yeah, the bracket's out.
I would tell you who's in my fucking bracket, but I don't think you really care.
What's up with the brackets, though? I mean, put them in parentheses
and
ship them off.
On like two,
mine's fucked.
Two different podcasts that I listened to stopped in the middle of their episode and went, guys, the brackets are out.
And you just made it a third podcast.
Yeah, that's
so the third one. Only we're not going to get fucking soulless.
I think on that terrible note, we will go into the theme.
The bracket theme song.
Wait for it. Song. Welcome back. This week's theme song was the theme song to the Brack show. Those were pictures of Brack.
Oh, wow.
And that was to represent the brackets of March Madness.
How was the Brack theme song go?
I was going to do that singing. One song.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm Brack!
Welcome to the Brack show.
Basically like that.
Yeah. Is this a guy keep going shut up and dance, but they've been playing that for March Madness a lot, so I thought that was a good thing.
What does Zorak sound like?
What's shut up and dance?
Shut up and dance with me! It's like that.
Oh no, God, don't use that.
No, and we use that.
America. No,
that's
no,
we
already
that
said it.
Why
are you using it contemporary,
and fucking assisted suicide.
If I hear a song that's fucking lame, it's always a theme song, and that's a contemporary song that's fucking lame, so theme song. Perfect.
Well, save it for next week. We already did settle on the Brack show theme song.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You're going to have to rip that.
Zorak sounded like this.
That's Martin C. Croker.
That was
Zorak. Moltar was
Moltar.
I'm pretty good at that.
And
Space Ghost.
He's dead now.
Whoa.
The first one, not the second.
He is. In 2004, they released a Space Ghost comic book.
Yeah.
Six-part
comic
book.
Like a real, badass.
Yeah, and I was able to track it down, and it actually is super badass. There's no jokes. It is all...
It was good.
It is serious. The first issue is about Space Ghost before he was Space Ghost, and he's a cop, and he's, like, on a criminal case. So he's chasing the space mafia.
Space cop.
And it's total, like, RoboCop situation where the mafia or whoever, they betray him. His partners betray him, and he's killed so that he comes back as a ghost to get his vengeance.
Oh,
it's super badass. And then, this is why I thought of it, the whole time they're talking about, like, there's this entity coming from deep space, and we know there's prophecies of it. Like, when it gets here, it's going to eradicate our planet.
Uh-oh.
Like, kind of nothing matters
if
we don't figure this out. Yeah. And then in, like, issue 4 or something, it's like, oh, fuck, dude, it's landed. And it's the race of Zorax, and they're all like, bah, they've come to, like, destroy Earth.
Wow.
It was really cool.
All these things that were kind of held as jokes on Cartoon Network, it was a serious lore, like behind, like, because there was a serious show, obviously, originally,
yeah.
And I loved that. Yeah, my dad was all about that when that came out. My dad got the whole
It was
whole
a serious
series.
Show originally.
Yeah. Space Ghost was legit, and then Space Ghost
Coast to Coast
was like a parody.
I saw the Space Ghost show.
Well, that's like, you know how, like, in the 60s, Batman was all goofy,
there
but...
There were two twins and a monkey.
Again.
I saw the original show.
Yeah, but Batman in the 60s was all goofy. That was just, like, 60s television was all goofy and campy.
It was campy, but it had a serious story.
I thought maybe there was a live-action version I didn't know about or something like that.
No.
It was
Okay.
No, bro.
Gotcha. All right. Same thing.
Anyways, Space Ghost cast, welcome. We're going to be talking about all 460 episodes of Space Ghost tonight, starting
with
number one.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast was like one of my most like that was
Keep
such a big
going.
Inspiration.
You fucked it up.
Oh yeah, was one of the biggest inspirations to me, like ever. That I think that's one of the most underrated shows ever.
Who's your favorite? Because I think Bjork and
that was a good one.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes is one of the best episodes.
With the ant that crawled, the super long episode.
Yeah. I just remember reading. I just remember reading about a big disagreement they had at the network over the guys who write Aqua Teen Hunger Force did a live action episode.
Yeah,
that was kind of like not really that funny. It was kind of meant to be like artsy or whatever. And the president of Cartoon Network threw a fit and was like, "I don't even want to air this. It's not funny. Like, I don't want to air it." It's and they were like, "Yeah, well, it's kind of supposed to be like avant garde." And they were like, "Yeah." It's just not funny. I don't want to air it. And they were like, what's that episode of Space Ghost that you wrote? What? Yeah, one with the ant crawling across the screen for the whole 10 minutes? Yeah. I mean, you aired that. Just letting you know, you aired that. Like, that was, and because of that, the guy went, all right, fuck you, and they aired it.
Was that Flip Mode?
Yeah. What?
Was that Flip Mode? Was that the episode?
No. I don't remember the name of it.
You were wrong.
He's carried by Space Ghost is like carried across the screen by ants.
Yeah, after he's killed.
And it was like 10 minutes of that. It was like unbelievably long. But I can't remember. Yeah, I don't remember the name of that one.
Well, email us podcast question of the week. What was that episode?
What was that episode? I really can't remember.
The one with Bjork and she was like his suicidal wife.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. That was really good. Fire Ant was the name of that episode. That's what it was.
You said the S word. Now I'm feeling messed up.
Do you want a Gorgonzola almond?
I do.
There you go.
Hey,
you
guys. We're going to implement some new rules this week over at the Mega 64 podcast. We're going to kick anyone that's talking about death grips in the chat room.
Jenny,
they will be
Jenny
kicked.
Death, though.
Let's what just kick them.
Jenny Death.
I'm done.
I keep seeing that, but I don't know what it means.
Anyway, all right.
Yeah, hey.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Podcast.
We do have
345. 3-2-1.
It's 345.
Did you ever watch 3-2-1 Contact on PBS?
I think it's
Email
3-4-6.
Us. What?
No.
346. I think.
This this podcast is sponsored by LootCrate.com. Woo!
Go to LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64. You can get a box of stuff delivered to you every month. You don't even know what's in it.
What's every fucking month. What is going to be in it?
Oh my God, could these be in it?
No.
No.
You're definitely not getting any of those.
No, oh my gods.
Well, I believe that it's called Oh My Gosh because they don't want to be blasphemous.
Yeah.
No, you don't want that.
Next week's, it's the Death Grip box.
Ban him. You're out. You got to leave.
Oh, thank God.
You got to leave the show.
Eric, can you just put a block?
Talk to Sean.
Well, you can do a live edit.
Yeah,
maybe.
Can you do a live edit because I'm real lazy.
Put like a screen of YouTube, like capture a YouTube region, and then just have.
It's going to be a box of YouTube screen captures.
It is. They're going to have iJustine's feet.
iJustine's feet.
All the tweeters out there have been looking forward to that. Sign up for LootCrate.com, the iJustine foot box.
It's going
to
be a piece of bacon from Epic Meal Time.
Yeah, Harley's own bacon, guys.
You can rub it on the feet.
And the Mega Box is a piece of bacon that was rubbed on iJustine's feet. So
that's perfect.
You can eat that, put that
on
a burger.
Eat it or frame it.
Or wrap it around something and pull away.
Your penis. So go to LootCrate.com. Use the sign-up code Mega64. Sean liked that.
I did like
and you'll like what's in the box.
No bullshit here.
That's right.
We cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Bacon grease goes along.
You
want
to hear you pay to hear the big words? We're going to let you hear them.
All the big boys watch this show. Also, shout out to our other sponsor, Kickapoo Joy Juice. These guys they're putting out their drink everywhere.
Kickapoo Joy Juice. Now, this company has been around for a long time. Maybe you haven't heard of them. They used to be known as Kickapoo Hate Juice. But they changed the name.
That's
so,
a better name.
Yeah, now it's Kickapoo. It's Kickapoo Joy Juice. So if you are a hateful person, try it out. Maybe it'll change you into a joyful person.
It will make you better.
It's that sangria.
And if you're already happy, you're just going to be 10 times happier.
Yeah.
People are going to wonder about you.
Pharrell took a sip of this, and then he wrote the hit song, Blurred Lines.
Yeah.
So what?
Eric,
what?
I look forward to Wednesdays and Sundays.
Eric's giggling over there.
Have a call.
Yeah, I save him.
As we said last week, they got new flavors.
Which we haven't had yet.
Malibu and Fuzzy Navel.
Fuzzy Navel. Now, last time we said it was orange. It's peach and orange combined.
Delicious.
Yeah.
It's like my navel.
Just like your navel, bro.
So be sure to get it. You can get Kickapoo on Amazon or go to Beverages and More.
It's known as Bevmo.
Come and Go if you're on the East Coast or wherever.
Whoa!
Wherever people come or go.
Yeah. Whoa! My mom watches this. Careful what you say.
And there's also a URL to order a sampler from them if you want to get that. So anyway, thank you, Kickapoo. Oh,
thank you.
Don't be saying the go word around my mom. That's all I'm saying.
We also want to say that the Mega 64 online store, we do have a little bit left of the public access hoodies. There's some left. Size large is gone. Some of the sizes are going away. A lot of stuff is sold out.
What about these dope-ass hats I'm wearing?
The hats are gone. Yeah, the hats are gone.
That's gone.
Oh, I just showed a picture of shit.
You should have shown that.
Well, they're not. They are gone. Not forgotten. They will return.
We are currently making an effort to make more, have more made, and hopefully we'll have an update on that soon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I keep this one fresh with the sticker on.
That's nice.
Yeah, you got to leave
the sticker on. That's what you got to do. Leave the sticker on. If you take the sticker off, you fucked up. Buy another hat.
But I do put a little bend.
That's fine. It's your prerogative.
He's a bit of a bender.
I want to sex you up.
All right. Don't.
Next week, I wanted to tell everybody, next week, in our online store, We're doing one last round, small round of Mega Mansion sweatshirts. Those were sold out. Those will be back, I think, Friday.
Yeah, but they're probably going to be gone on Friday, too. So if you want them.
Yeah, we don't really have very many. But we'll have some.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Try it.
Keep an eye out for updates like that.
Try to get one.
There's a lot of stuff on the horizon for us. I want to just say real quick.
This is like a Roman bathhouse over here.
Just have one.
Royce, ISO that. Thank you very much. I want to see that really on the choice on the tumblers. Tumble that around. Throw it into the tumble. Get it all tumbled.
Throw it in the tumbleverse.
Put that out in the tumbleverse.
Do we still say blogosphere or is it just tumbleverse?
It's the tumbleverse.
We can say it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the opinions on Tumblr?
I agree.
I don't know Tumblr. I'm
it's like my journal.
Yeah, I've heard what it is.
I don't know how to use it.
I just don't use it or go on it or really am aware.
Sometimes I see a link and it's like spelled wrong, so I click it, but I don't understand how sometimes it's just photos, other times just like a lot of words, like too many words to
read. I'm very unaware.
For me,
you're not missing anything.
Yeah, I don't do it.
No, you're missing all of it.
Well, I'm unaware.
Well, that's good. Maybe I want
to miss something.
Joke's on you guys. There are no opinions on Tumblr, only facts.
It's a better Wikipedia.
It was a trick question, you dumb fucks.
It's a better Wikipedia with more GIFs.
Fair enough.
Wikipedia would be better with GIFs. If every article had a GIF image.
Yeah.
Like the Hiroshima bomb blowing up
JFK
right
shot.
JFK's head going off.
Yeah, and all of them should say owned.
Owned. Pwned. Yeah. We're gonna take it back. I'm a 90s kid. I say pwned.
Only 90s kids will get what he just said. So if you're not, delete this episode. Just hit the delete key.
Everyone at home, hit the delete key right now.
Might back them out of the web. The stream might end for them, though, if they do that.
No, it makes it better.
Okay.
Alt F4 right now.
You what, mate?
Do it.
Anyway, I wanted to say, though, I brought up the merch thing, but just things on the horizon in general. I'm jumping around a little bit here, but I wanted to say we have a video I'm really excited for everyone to see. It's coming out. If you're watching this on Sunday night, it's going to be out tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
If you're watching this on Tuesday, it came out yesterday.
I'm excited.
Whoa.
But we'll talk about it more next week. We have a lot to say about it.
We do.
But it ain't
I said yet. Last week, I'm not going to go into what video is, but I did say last week, and I'll say it again, I think it's Mega 64. It's the pinnacle of Mega 64. We finally hit our stride. We finally achieved what we set out to do when we started doing this all those years ago. And you're going to see all this in the video that comes out tomorrow. So, get hyped.
I think that's kind of overhyping it. Do you think?
No.
We hit terminal velocity. It's all downhill from here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't overhype our downfall.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is the high water.
Yeah.
I just feel like I should say it's shitty to balance it.
Yeah, balance it.
Well, go ahead.
Ugly, shitty mess.
Okay.
So just take, who do you side with? I don't know. But when you hit play...
Yeah. It's kind of like a Jacob versus Edward type situation.
No, it's like Lost, the whole black and white debate.
Jacob versus...
Is there a further removed reference we can make? Anybody?
No.
That's it.
It's like, are you a Jedi or a Sith, you know?
Yeah, well...
Are you North or South? Which side are you on?
Sith.
North. What side is Rocco on right now?
South.
Anytime I say something is absolutely something,
yeah.
Kevin always looks at me and goes, a Sith. Only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Is that what he says?
Yeah. Why do you...
Well, Kevin, why do you do that?
Why do you do that, Kevin?
You like...
Weird. Kevin, that's so weird.
It's like a Jedi head.
Kevin always says that.
He's a Jedi head.
You know what's funny is that's a prequel joke, and I made it to the one person who hasn't seen him.
The Jedi head in the room.
Yeah.
No, stay that way.
You're talking to the Jedi head.
He's red.
Classic Jedi head.
Kevin is part of the Grateful Jedi.
Hey, guys, everybody out there, Star Wars Episode 7 is coming out later this year. From here on out, all Star Wars fans are Jedi heads.
They're known as Jedi heads, and
today,
hashtag Jedi head.
Jedi head. If you're looking forward to the new Star Wars, you are a Jedi head.
If you got a Star Wars tattoo, tweet it at us, hashtag it Jedi head. We'll check them out.
Yeah,
we'll check them out.
And when you find somebody who is not a Star Wars fan, that means you just got a whiff of the Sith. So, Jedi heads.
Sith Whiffer.
Yeah, Sith Whiffers. Jedi heads versus Sith Whiffers.
Going to be some Jedi heads out at Celebration, I'll tell you what.
Sith Whiffers sounds
you can't
like...
Even say it.
Sith Whiffers sounds like you're asking someone to pick up Swiffers for you at the store, but you had a stroke. Can you get some Sith Whiffers?
Wow.
Sith
Whiffers. Anyway.
Dark.
No one that has strokes watches.
We did put up a new video this week. You know, yes. With the behind the scenes of our Sakaguchi video.
Yes.
Which I told Rocco this. Those videos are my favorite of the year. The behind the scenes of our GDC videos are my favorite. I love those. It's because it's like a fun little vacation that we have, and it's cool to just like relive it.
Remind me never to share a room with Rocco, man.
Why?
I don't want to get hit in the face with a bottle. Fucking,
yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, that's yeah. I mean, you basically saw it in the video. Frank was asleep. Frank was asleep. He woke up very confused. Rocco threw a bottle at him. Hit him in the mouth.
I've never had aim that good in my entire life. Ever.
He got fucked up.
Yeah, it was just a light toss. And it turned into a heavy strike.
No, we were later, you know, that next week, we were in Boston. And when we were trying to get the rooms configured together, Frank pulled me aside. He's like, hey, yo, I had a bad experience in San Fran.
Oh.
Can I stay in a different room than Rocco?
Well, no. Frank was staying with Kevin. So whatever the bad experience was, between them two blokes.
Maybe a different kind of experience. Who knows?
Yeah. Rocco did throw that bottle at Frank's face.
Hit him right in the mouth.
Right in the mouth.
Yeah.
Whoops.
That's my favorite part of that video. Frank is so bewildered when he wakes up.
That is
what happened.
Like, has no
we've all been in a situation where a group of friends are hanging out, one person falls asleep, everybody gets real loud, and you suddenly wake up. You have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
But this happens a lot with us and Frank's. Like, we've seen that side of Frank before. Where he's,
it was funny because it had nothing to do with him at all. You didn't know he was even in the room.
No, but he just got all startled.
Yeah, he thinks it's so good.
Maybe he dreamed there were snakes in the bed. Who knows?
What's zombie? There's a zombie?
It happens.
It does happen.
So check out our Sakaguchi behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Video. What is there to say about that video?
I mean, we kind of talked about a lot of it last time. Something that we kind of brought up for a second last week, but we didn't really go into that much. I guess we had already kind of talked about the video a lot. There's not really a lot about this in the behind the scenes, but yeah, there was supposed to be, you brought this up, there was supposed to be another cameo in the video.
Right.
Someone in the music industry was going to make an appearance, and it was uncertain till the very last minute.
Yeah.
And to the point that we were on site just going, I don't know. I'm here. It was down to the last second, and it just turned into, we just got to move on. Okay.
Can we say who? Should we say who?
I don't think so. I don't think we should.
There you have it. We're not going
to
say
who. Some musicians, you know, they're hard to work with. They didn't make it a priority.
It would have been in the rap video at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it would have escalated it beyond where it was. But I love it how it is, so I can't really complain.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. We do have all these.
Yeah.
You know what? we were going to get a musician from the Bay Area being our video. Would have been huge. We're not going to say it. It's going to remain a mystery, but...
Days of mystery.
You know, what could have happened would have been
magical. All I'm going to say is I saw the name in the chat at some point. So someone got it right.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley.
Oh, Tupac.
Eric? Oh, my
no.
God.
No. Tupac. We were going to get digital Tupac. My laptop right. broke. We were going to put Tupac in the video. My laptop broke.
Yes, hard drive died.
There you have it.
Yeah, it sucked. But
it
anyway.
Was going to be Diddy. All right, there you have it.
But it went so smooth as is that it really, it didn't hurt the video that it didn't happen or anything like that. But yeah, it was just, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
There you go.
Yeah.
But something that a lot of people asked about from editing the video, and we kind of touched on it in the behind the scenes, but people kept asking for us to go into it a little bit more, was our tradition, a lot of people know, is when we do videos at the GDC, we have a lot of times a 24 or 48 hour turnaround to get it all done. And our tradition is we go down, there's a secondhand DVD and CD music, whatever, store called Rasputin in downtown San Francisco. And we like to go there and find the shittiest 50-cent DVDs.
Nothing here was over 95 cents.
Yeah.
Next door to Blondie's Pizza. Did you guys get any Blondie's Pizza?
We did a whole pie.
Yeah, no, that's no. right.
You got a whole pie?
A whole pie.
Did any homeless men come down into the restaurant and touch any pieces of the pie?
They tried to take the pizza from me, and that's not
Yeah,
it.
Sean had to carry a whole giant one downtown. Really
funny story, not at Blondie's, but yeah, when we were at Denny's, a homeless person came in and started fucking with all of us
and touching your shit.
Take off this phone.
And that's in the behind the scenes video.
Aggressive.
We wake Sean up to tell him we have to go back to Denny's
because hell.
There's a problem.
I've been in there once like 5 years ago, and that is hell. That's
hell.
The ninth circle of hell.
It really is.
Imagine being a homeless guy in Denny's. That's the 10th circle of
that
hell.
That is, yeah. We're going
You're sitting
level.
There with a fresh plate of food and
no,
enough
no, no.
money to purchase
no,
it.
No, no, no.
And you say, life is hell.
I'm not sitting there with a fresh plate of food. I've sat there for an hour and a half, and the food has not even come to the table yet.
He's nodding like, sing it. Preach it, brother. I am of the opinion that Denny's.
Rocco knows, too.
I wasn't even going to eat when I went. I didn't eat when I went with them. I just wanted to hang out, but I was like, it's not worth it to go there. I hate that place so much.
It's the worst.
I'm going to hang out with my friends. I'm going to go. God, that was the fucking... Why? It sucks. That place sucks.
You almost want to just pay them to, like, get out faster. Like, here's 20.
We waited, like, 45 minutes for our check.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Food was good.
Food
was sucks being homeless. I had a great time. So that's how I feel. Denny's talk.
I'm homeless
2015.
Shaming. Sorry.
And the cheapest thing there is like $12 for like a shitty burger.
Downtown San
Francisco. So expensive. Okay, anyway.
There is nothing cheaper than a burger on the menu.
Yeah.
Water.
Anyway, okay.
So we didn't watch this. Did we watch this?
No.
Okay, so some of the DVDs we got to check out this year.
Yikes.
We got to watch.
We didn't check that out.
Henrik Both Extraordinaire. This was a shit VHS copied to DVD of this guy's school assembly act where he acted like a...
It was a school assembly act.
Where he acted like a neon man.
Yeah, real quick, zoom in. Can we get a zoom in on this? This is from the 90s. This guy's claim to fame was he invented Neon Man, where he wears like this light-up costume that makes him look like a stick figure.
Yep.
That is his claim to fame.
Are they glow sticks?
They're like full body glow sticks.
Oh,
you can look at the back
like
of the
electronics.
Cover.
Yeah.
There you go. This one, I can't even begin to explain.
Yeah. What?
Lifestyle 9.
I can explain this. This is a self-help video by a guy who needs more self-help than anybody watching this video.
This guy
is about 100 years old and has suspenders that holds his pants up to his fucking nipples.
Because he ain't trying to get laid no more.
Yeah. And basically, the whole premise of this video is... You should dedicate your life to the number 9. 9 hours of sleep a night. 9,000 steps a day.
Yep.
900 calories.
So fucker's
finger bang
out.
Your wife 9 times an hour. Whatever you do, multiply
hours.
It by 9.
9.
9, 9, 9?
That was it.
9 hours, 9
and,
fingers.
And he hosts it. All the screenshots and... Even the DVD menus have him, like, on a professional stage, like, talking to crowds.
Right.
You should cut his
And then you hit play, and then you hit play,
it's like
and it's him
home.
In his mobile home.
Whoa.
And his wife introduces it and says, okay, what you're going to hear, you should listen, okay?
No, but not only that.
Okay.
She starts the video by, she's older than dirt. She is so fucking old. And she goes, welcome.
My husband will be coming out in just a moment, and he will be talking a lot about me. Ugh. But I've given him permission to tell stories about me.
Oh my
God. And then goes on to say about how this video will change your life. And he's just so creepy and like, I don't want to hear your husband's stories about you. Go back to the coffin you came from.
He looks like a Ron Papil kind of like, I'm going to sell rotisseries late night guy.
So Papil. That was good. We saw this. Why is seawater salty?
This one was scary.
It was legitimately scary. I weird think it was made old, in like the 70s or early 80s.
Weird old Geppetto's Workshop was a kid's show or something.
And if you think it has anything to do with science, you're wrong. It's salty because of God.
Well, it's actually salty because of the devil.
The devil. Oh, the devil.
Right, it's the devil's salt mine, and it got dropped into the ocean. And it continues to make salt to this day.
Which
oh, that's why
is fucking crazy.
That's why it's salty.
So now you know.
Yeah, it's like a Dutch devil.
Yeah.
You know those fucking Dutch devils?
Oh, yeah, we saw those. Oh.
They're Diebel.
The Sandman's Garden.
Oh, I forgot about this
one. We couldn't get through this.
I could get through this.
Well, you know, it was kind of, yeah.
This was fucking awesome. Legitimately, this guy is an artist in the South who makes art at a museum out of trash. And it's hilarious. And he really, in my opinion, I was inspired because he really is like a badass. Everybody in the art community respects him, and he's just digging through trash, making stuff. And he's so fucking weird. He just explains these trash sculptures he made, and he explains them in such depth where you're like, oh, yeah. You made a horse out of a bucket. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, the Sandman's Garden.
He's like a bad genius. I legit like that.
Oh, God. Here's one.
Yeah, we saw this in the behind-the-scenes doodads.
Ugh.
I should have. Yeah, I should have.
How are you going to prepare?
They told you just to lie to your wife. Yeah. That's all it really said
The
to
most
you.
Amazing thing about doodads, it's these two men giving you advice on how to handle your pregnant wife, yet these guys have never had sex. So how they know about having a pregnant wife is beyond me.
Yeah. But the whole, it really is true. The whole special was, well, just tell your wife you have it under control, even if you don't. And if this happens when you're out shopping, don't tell your wife. Da 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 da. It was all, oh, don't piss off your wife. Don't piss off your wife. Don't. Every bit of advice. It was not about like self-help or strengthening the relationship between you two. It was don't piss her off.
The best piece of advice they give is buy a bunch of pillows and put them in the bed, and then don't sleep in the bed anymore.
Yeah.
Go sleep on the couch.
It
was miserable. It was pastel colored misery.
Happy wife, happy life.
It was though, like you know Al Borland from Tool Time. It was like his lamer, balder, younger brother hosting it.
Now this one had a fucking twist in it that I was not prepared
for. Yeah.
This one is The Penny Promise, about a guy who is really...
I know the premise. This guy is a loser. He's a teacher. He wants to marry the daughter of the rich man in town.
But
the guy, the rich man in town, thinks, there's no way you'll be able to financially support my daughter. So to prove to me that you're worthy of marrying her, you need to save 1 million pennies. Oh, I can't believe I did the Dr. Evil finger. But it's about as lame as when somebody says 1 million anything. It goes like this. That's the equivalent of this movie. 1 million pennies, by the way, is $10,000.
And the thing is, this guy is honest to a fault.
So about 5 minutes into the movie, he finds $10,000 and hates himself to returning it to its proper owner.
What the fuck? Oh, it's like a Christian...
Here's the best part.
So he goes through all that, and his kid is talking about, they're talking about doing the right thing and all that stuff, and the dad drops a bomb. He goes, yeah, well, when I was younger, me and the other buttercreamers would get together and try to do the right thing. And he talks about the importance of being in a gang, like the buttercream gang.
Yeah.
This guy, it's part of this cinematic universe.
The main character is a grown-up buttercreamer.
Yep.
No!
Legit. And so, it's sure enough, it's made by the same film company. There is a buttercreamer, fuck Marvel, there's a buttercreamer cinematic
Butterverse!
There's a Butterverse! The Butterverse!
The Butterverse! Buttercreamers return, the Penny Promise, 20 years down the line. It's like when Degrassi came back and they were all grown up.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So that movie is canon.
Yeah, that movie is canon. Well, the Penny Promise is officially canon.
This jackalope on the bike here, falling off, busting his face right open, is the oldest known buttercreamer.
Hey, did we finish it?
No.
Okay.
Oh, what, the movie? Yeah, I think we did.
Maybe I think I left to get pizza. What happened at the end? I don't know.
I don't remember the end.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't raise the money and still gets to marry the girl.
That sounds right.
And I think the old man dies or something, like hangs himself.
Actually, I think the oldest known butter. To be fair, the oldest known buttercreamer, I think, is still President Lincoln. But but in the movies, him.
Yeah. Okay,
I just want to throw that out.
We didn't watch this, right?
We did.
We did?
Hot Chick, Hot Rod, Stoner Barbecue.
Can I have that?
Yeah, here's the thing. You're not going to like
you,
it.
You don't
no!
want it. Don't want it.
The whole title is everything I love.
The title is everything you love. The video is nothing of the title.
She not hot?
We couldn't figure out who this video was made for because she's not that hot. She kind of knows about cars, but she's just talking about food recipes in depth. I don't know.
And she keeps trying to tie it back into motorcycles. So she's like, okay, here's how you make a chicken.
What?
It's just like riding a bike, you don't forget.
It's like if you ever legitimately needed cooking lessons, but wish that the cooking lessons were explained in car metaphors.
Yeah.
What does it have? And she's a stoner?
The stoner part is not in there.
I think the stoner part was she was cooking for people who were high.
They even got have a pot belt leaf. Buckle.
There's a pot leaf on the car.
Is there? I never noticed
that. Can you zoom on that?
The hood on the car is a pot leaf.
You know what?
The belt buckle
is a pot leaf. I think she must have been stoned because she just kind of talks real slow and loses her point a lot. Like, yeah, so I like to make potatoes, but man, I went over to my friend's house once to make potatoes, and he didn't have any tinfoil or ketchup. But all he had was the potatoes, and I was like, man, I got to teach you how to cook. So here I am, cooking on the car.
She's cute.
No, that's Photoshopped, okay?
Really?
She's pretty on the inside, Garrett.
The chick with the D.O.
That's
shirt.
About it.
Watch The Best Bad Thing?
No.
Okay.
We'll never know what that was.
I think this is the same... The same.
Oh, this could tie into buttercream.
Yeah, good. We should keep that.
Don't even.
Maybe that girl. Either the best bad. It's either drugs or sex. So
maybe that girl gets buttercreamed.
Best bad.
Rocco votes sex.
Okay. Incredible Story Studios, written for kids by kids.
This we turned off.
This
right?
is fucking
really?
Brutal.
You know what? It was like not bad enough.
It was.
To be
funny. It was actually decently made.
It was decently made, but written by children, so it was just a bunch of like boring shit, like like eighth grade shit.
Yeah,
I like the guy in my history class, but he's kind of mean to my friend.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
So fuck that.
SOS Entertainment, the ultimate in school events. Did we watch this one?
I don't know.
Yeah,
if we
this
did.
Was.
Oh, I think we did for a second.
Dancers.
And it was just it was about school assemblies or some shit. I think it was for that.
Everyone's on Molly. Like, what is that?
Well,
it's a good school.
Yeah. Cool school.
It was filmed at Coachella.
Cool school.
Yeah!
So. Damn, I want to go to school there.
No,
this
don't.
One, I don't know how you pronounce that.
We popped that in for
popped
like 2 seconds.
Popped it in for a second and didn't know
it
was happening. So,
wow.
Bollywood.
There you go.
Experience
watch this
culture,
one?
You plebes. Why didn't you...
No.
We didn't watch this
I don't know
one
what
yet.
That is.
That is the Japanese release of
C-Dance. Oh, it's a PC game.
Yeah. Oh, it's right.
We found out it was a PC game. You got hosed on that.
Oh, all right. DVD, you're coming.
Now, this was badass.
Now, Yomega Mania.
This was a video released by the Yomega Yo-Yo Company, and it is an instructional video on how to do Yomega Yo-Yo tricks.
They're wearing jerseys.
Yeah, because they are members of the International Yomega All-Star Yo-Yo Team.
I would have aspired to that.
And the video is good. The blooper reel is even better.
The blooper reel. Guess what happens? The yo-yo tricks get fucked up.
No, here's the thing about the blooper reels. Yeah, these guys are world star hip hop level yo-yoists. Yet they cannot do a fucking trick in one try if their life depended on it.
Yeah, we went to the very advanced yo-yo tricks. Whoa, they get fucking crazy.
Are they good?
Yeah, they do double things with twists.
But they're using a brain. That's the thing with the.
They explain. They explain the three different types of yo-yos, which I can't. I need to review.
I'm a butterfly.
That.
There is one with the brain, and there's one that you can turn it on and off. Like it's like a
dual brain.
That's some hack shit.
Yeah, it's hack. Yeah,
life hacking.
They life hacked the yo-yo.
That was good.
This one became an instant favorite,
not because it's good.
So all right, this one is it. We don't know what this is. It's entirely in Spanish. This guy here is the main character. He looks like a Mexican Cartman, like an adult Mexican Cartman. He does. He kind of sounds like one, too. Just saying. He wears the same clothes throughout the whole movie. He walks around all over Mexico. From what I gathered,
he walks around all over Mexico.
And he just like talks to hot girls or something.
No,
right?
Not even. He talks to fucking ugly men. But then there's a hot girl in the movie who.
Not Hot Rod Stiller.
Look. This is a Mexican movie from about 20 or 30 years ago. Release your expectations, okay?
Yeah.
He talks to a girl. He walks all over Mexico. He talks. He's wearing the same clothes. Fat, fat adult Mexican Cartman.
Yeah.
He meets a hot girl. They talk in Spanish. I don't fucking speak Spanish. Who knows what they were talking about? He leaves. She gets into a taxi. And she starts taking this taxi all over Mexico. For whatever reason, the song that plays when she hails down the taxi was so stupid and funny. We kept singing it all week.
That'd be a theme song.
All right, we're going to rip this. Whatever we said earlier was not the theme song.
Yeah, this is a theme song.
The shitty taxi
it's
song.
Just this simple synth. That when you skip to that chapter, it starts and it just keeps going.
And it's all them walking to the beat. It was just, you know, surreal. You had to see it to believe it.
So that's, Prieto, Chaparro, y Panzón.
Okay.
People are saying it means dark, short, and fat.
Oh,
cool.
Mexican Cartman.
There you go.
Now, this is the last movie we watched. I think we spent the most time on this.
Actually, it wasn't the last, but it was had the longest
this
lasting.
This is the last one we have, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
It is Maybe You Should by The Doghouse.
All right.
Oh, God.
So we were in the Bay Area. People who live in the Bay Area, you might already be familiar with The Doghouse. Apparently, it is a radio show no longer
was
on
a
the
radio
air.
Show, yeah.
It was a radio show that at one point was the number one rated morning show in the Bay Area, according to their Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Apparently, they were outperforming Howard Stern in the Bay Area.
Which I can't believe.
So imagine kind of like Bay Area Howard Stern, wild antics, guys getting raunchy, guys getting rowdy. They did take it too far. They were kicked off the air. They were canceled in the Bay Area, and I believe they moved to New York, were
canceled due to
some allegations of racism and inappropriateness.
Allegations, I'm sure it's true. People are assholes.
My opinion, this might be the most disgusting DVD
I've ever
seen in my life.
I agree.
This is in here because this porn star sponsored the making of this DVD, so she's just arbitrarily promoted.
Like, at her website.
Her website is there, and it's just thrown into the DVD
the
at one point.
On the disc.
Hey, so honestly, bad. Imagine. Hey, look, I'm just gonna, like, what are some ideas for
like
a radio show? It's like them licking each other's balls.
It's like them
chewing up food, spitting it in each other's mouths.
It's like Jackass. If Jackass wasn't funny at all.
If Jackass was hours long and inescapable and horrible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like.
I think at one point,
aggressively homophobic.
At one point they bring in like a mentally challenged guy, and they all just make out with him. This was the worst / best part.
Oh, yeah.
Here is the epitome of how unfunny these guys are. A guy dresses up as – he puts a cowboy hat on and some briefs, and he goes to the Castro district.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if people don't know, it's a very – it's – How would you describe it?
It's the gay part of San Francisco.
Part of town in San Francisco.
Gay culture
is walking around the gay part of town in San Francisco just asking like, hey, you know where I could have some gay sex? And the guys who he's talking to, he's in a cowboy hat and underwear, and the guys, they just laugh at him.
Over there.
There's a hotel across the street. I mean, that's a pretty hot spot.
Everyone is remarkably kind.
Everybody just gives him a legit. He's like,
the gem is great.
I think at one point he is so trying to be provocative and it's not working. He goes up to a guy, hey, is there a hospital around here? I think there's a gerbil stuck up my ass. And the guy just goes, well, if you keep walking down this road, you'll find a hospital.
Yeah, they're just nice.
Good luck.
Yeah.
What does somebody say?
It's like going to Costco looking for, like, asking people, do you know where I can get some things in bulk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right down there? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
You're at Costco.
I mean, you're here for this reason. Go to Alabama and do that bit. You can't go.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Not to stereotype, but I heard gays are nice.
Well, I saw it, so
they seemed very nice.
There
in this
you go.
Thing.
So this is adding to the stereotype.
There's a part.
Yeah, keep going.
That wasn't even like
this DVD was like 3 hours long.
And it's not even good for the radio. There's a part where everyone in the studio brushes their teeth and spit in the same cup, and some guy drinks it.
Ew.
Who, Showbiz?
It was just shit like that over and over. And I was telling the other guys, it's like. This is just the descent into hell. Hey, like, it's not funny.
There's one point in the DVD where they have a guy. It's a two-story patio, and they have a guy on the second story, and they're just trying to convince him to jump. And he doesn't want to jump. So for like 15 minutes, they're just telling him to jump. And then he does jump, and he lands on the ground. And they just tell him it was really late. Because it was. So then they convince him to go back up there and do it again, but do it better this time.
Yeah.
So then he jumps off the patio again.
There's a part where a guy literally staples his nutsack with a staple gun to a piece of wood.
See, that sounds fun.
I forgot about that. Keep going.
Literally does that. And then, like, we're screaming in the room because it's so crazy. But to get it off, he has to get a screwdriver and pry the staple off.
Oh my god.
There's one.
Screwdriver fit right in.
Oh my god. Yeah, so he's just stapled his nutsack to a piece of wood, and then he's just like prying it off, and I'm just like, what are you watching? What is the point?
His dick and everything?
Yeah, here's the more I talk about it, the more I remember. Because I kind of blocked all this out, so it's coming to me in flashes. But I remember at one point, they had this really ratty looking dude. This guy looked like a roadie for Motley Crue or something.
Oh, this is the best part.
And they had a mouse trap out, and they're like, yo, man, put your dick in the mouse trap. And the guy is just – the guy literally just goes – shrugs like – whips out his dick. It goes off on his dick.
And he goes like this.
He takes it off, puts the mouse trap down, zips his dick back up. That was it. Like, big deal.
Seriously,
he didn't even care. I thought we were going to get crazy.
And if in case you don't think this package could get worse – in the middle of this DVD, they start showing stand-up from a recent festival.
Oh, yeah.
There's about 1 minute of Dave Chappelle.
Which is funny.
And it's legitimately funny.
That's the only
And then they quickly...
That's not allowed.
And then they quickly... Well, he was at their festival.
Yeah, but... okay.
No, they threw a comedy festival.
Yeah, they threw a comedy festival.
They were big. Oh, okay.
This was 10 years ago, yeah. So they have Dave Chappelle, and he's telling a joke, and it's actually very funny, and then they immediately cut, they move out from him, and they go to Carlos Mencia, and it is...
For like an hour.
It's like a 12-minute bit about how mentally handicapped people should die.
It was so... offensive, and I don't usually get offended by things, really.
But here's why you feel that way. Here's why you feel that way. Not one part of it was funny.
That could have been.
It was just there. Like if there had been some monster payoff to a joke, you might feel differently, I guess.
Hey.
But it was. These retarded people get to park in the front. I'm just like fucking kill these retarded people.
It was that.
That's it. It would end there.
No. It doesn't end there. He does. It really went on longer than 12 minutes. He did impressions of mentally challenged people. He'd be like,
"Oh no,
Carlos Mencia." It's Carlos Mencia, like hanging a hand in the air, like all slouched, making a stupid face, running around the stage, drooling on himself, grunting. Mid 2000s. I mean, they bring Carlos Mencia out on a throne, wearing a crown. Telling him he's the king.
We had a motorcycle gang pull up. Sorry.
Dude,
we had some Mencia fans pull up.
He's just trying to impress us.
Anyway, okay.
Carlos Mencia was on there for a really long time.
It was
being
like,
super not
it was
funny.
So not. It was.
And then
how does he have a career?
There's one girl.
More.
There's one girl in the group. The video is called "Maybe You Should."
Oh,
let's not forget.
Ruthie.
The whole video is called "Maybe You Should." The beginning of the video, it's Ruthie and the main guy. I can't remember his name.
What's the main guy's name?
I don't.
Elvis.
Know. Elvis is the main guy. That's not Elvis. It's not. It's Ruthie and the main guy. Whatever. He looks like Pitbull. So think Ruthie and Pitbull. They're sitting there, and he's just looking at her. Oh, Ruthie, why don't you show the camera your boobs? No, I'm not going to do it. Maybe you should. No, I'm not going to do it. That's it. They go to all the other wonderful bits we've been describing. About every 10 minutes, they cut back to Ruthie. Maybe you should show your boobs. No, I'm not going to do it. You can't afford it. You can't afford that. The DVD ends. They cut back to these guys. Hey, the DVD's over. Ruthie, you never showed your boobs. Yo, I'm not going to show my boobs. I'm not. Stop following me. I'm not going to. They're following her throughout the radio station. I'm not going to do it. She walks into the bathroom.
Jesus.
They follow her into the bathroom. Guys, I'm not showing my boobs. Okay, they roll credits. DVD's over.
Yeah.
Yep. But the video comes back up. We're at Ruthie's house filming in through her window. Oh, what the fuck? You're at my window? Come on, you got to show us your boobs. I'm not fucking showing your boobs. Ah! DVD ends. Yo, thank you for watching. Oh, this was actually this DVD sponsored by Natasha Yee. Whatever. Check out her whatever.
Did they say that? No, so Ruthie never shows?
They go back. They're talking to Ruthie's boyfriend now. Yo, dude. We got to see Ruthie's boobs. Yo, go sneak. She's in.
So like Howard.
She's in the shower. Take this camera. Go sneak into the shower. So now this guy sneaks into the shower of her own house. Yo, babe. What is it? Yo, I just want to see. She looks. She sees. You're my boyfriend. Ah, I'm not going to show you my boobs. Stop. This goes throughout the whole DVD.
Yeah.
DVD ends.
Again,
because it does multiple endings.
This is
like,
no joke.
It's like Lord of the Rings.
Like Jackass. You know how they do credits, do skit, do more shit, do a skit, never ends. Cuts back to the main guy. Yo, Ruthie thinks you're not going to see her boobs. But I got footage of her boobs. And maybe she don't want you to see it, but we're going to watch it. And then they go to, like, surgery footage. Just, the video ends on breast implant surgery.
What the fuck?
Full
raw surgery. Cutting,
what
poking.
The fuck?
That is their grand
finale. Was, the whole ending of it what was horrific in every way.
It
was honestly, it left funny so long ago and just descended into hell.
So, I want, you know, honestly, I just want our chat, take a moment, just reflect on everything we just described.
It was
the doghouse.
And we have a signed copy.
Can we get a shot of the signed copy?
For sure, that's how I get girls to show me their boobs. I follow them around.
Oh, show me your boobs.
Yeah, knock on
the
door.
You follow them around to the hospital when they're put under.
Yeah.
So,
what a fucking misery.
Yeah. There's worse stuff.
I didn't see that one.
We saw someone eat horse shit.
3 hours. Yeah, somebody ate shit.
That was in someone put horse shit in their butt and walked around all day, and then they took it out of their butt, and then some guy ate it.
Hey,
butt
wasn't
cavity?
Even funny.
Yeah. Honestly, they were just like eating food, and they were by a pool,
in
the lounge chairs, like leaning back, and one guy would stand over the other guy and just eat food and spit it into his mouth, and then they'd switch, and he'd spit food in the other mouth, and then they'd all stand like three guys, and they'd all spit into each other's faces. This is the bit. That's the bit.
Sounds fun.
So we watched that.
So there you go. Those are the DVDs we saw on this last trip. Yeah. That was almost the whole podcast. So I hope that was enough for you.
I hope they enjoyed it. Yeah, really
good shit. Hey, people have been demanding the movie recap.
I'm glad we covered it.
We did.
I like the movie recap because I wasn't there, and now I feel like I live vicariously.
There you go.
We did.
Trust me, you know enough.
We did find a Mega 64 DVD at Recipe.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Version 3 was in there.
It was. $4.
Hey!
But everything else is like 95 cents, so we did pretty good.
We came out smelling like a rose.
Hey, if someone is in that Rasputin, you should buy it. The sticker's still on there. It's like a collector's item now. It's rad.
Check it out.
Yeah.
I almost bought it just as a joke, but I was like, nah.
How much time do we have left?
Like 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay. I want to talk about like some games and some movies
and
stuff.
But let me just say real quick. I'm going to mention this real fast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just real quick, we wanted to announce something just briefly. This isn't anything world-ending, not anything super explosive, but we're going to try something. Hopefully by next...
Social experiment.
An experiment in progress. Something we want to do... hopefully, maybe run next week. We'll keep you posted on when. But something new we're going to try for our Mega 64 Twitch channel. As you guys know, we stream on here. Sunday nights, you're seeing this show. Wednesday nights, you're seeing Garrett's poorly played stream. And then in between, there are things here and there, whatever. What we want to do is try something a little bit different and bring you something a little more all day long. Meaning, we want to try something... We're calling this project Mega 64 TV for right now. It might have a better name later. I don't know. But for right now, that's what it is. And we want to try something where we realize we have 10 years of video content and stuff that is just not... I guarantee right now there are a billion people... Well, not a billion people watching us. No, but a lot of people out there watching us...
2 billion.
Who don't have videos that they, who haven't seen videos we did in like 2008. Like there's some video we made about like cutscenes or about fucking Grand Theft Auto or something that we did in 2008. Where is that right now? You know, we have 10 years worth of videos and we're going to try something here. We're going to try streaming our stuff 24/7. And it may not, you know, things may not work, things may go wrong, whatever, but we're going to do an experiment and stream a bunch of stuff to you. And try to include some things that maybe you couldn't see anywhere else.
There are going to be things, I think, because some people are saying they've seen all the stuff. We're going to show things we've never released before, I think, randomly throughout this thing. So, like, you know.
Little bits that might not necessarily be on YouTube.
It's like
or
a live channel.
Yeah, but on top of that, even if you've seen everything,
just tune in whenever.
The chat is available. You know, we're going to have a community here. People can tune in at any point. You're all watching the same thing. You know, you're all familiar with Mega 64.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to go away. Now Mega 64 can be there at any time when you
anytime you want to tune in, 10 years worth of stuff will be streamed live to you.
I also think that it's easier for us to – if we're already live to just go on camera randomly throughout the day or whatever. Sure. Like I feel like I'll be more inclined to do that than have to set the whole thing up.
And I would love – and also too – I'm definitely going to be jumping in on the chat. There'll be certain videos that when they're on, I'd love to jump in the chat and say something about it or talk about it or whatever. Yeah. So I think that'll be a lot of fun.
And I think it is kind of convenient for people who do want to go through our backlog because, you know, your option now, you want to see old Mega 64 stuff, which that urge probably rarely comes to you. But say it does. You go to our YouTube channel. You're pouring through over 300 videos. Where do you start? I mean
– yeah.
Yeah.
Now you just go to one place. We'll figure it out for you. We got the videos. They're playing. We've programmed. We've set up the programming for you. So it'll be a little bit curated and it'll be easy to access.
Yeah. So just a fun thing to watch and check out and interact with. So we'll keep you posted on when that starts. But for now, that's we just wanted to tell you. And hopefully you dig it when it comes out. I'm sure we'll be working some bugs out.
Oh, there'll be bugs.
Yeah. But that's something we want to work on, and just letting you guys know, that's what we're working towards. It's going to be fun. The Mega 64 channel, basically, if it was a TV channel, it'd be like its own,
It'd be cool. Like Fox.
And you don't have to do anything.
We're going to call it that.
You're already running. You're already watching here. On Twitch.
Yeah.
Mega 64 podcast.
Someone just came in.
Someone's here.
Is someone here?
I'll go check.
Who's
maybe
here?
Maybe it's Rupert Murdoch. He didn't like our new name.
Rupert.
Maybe it's the Grim Reaper.
It's the motorcycle gang.
Do you remember a bear named Rupert? I think that was a cartoon.
Hey, Rupert.
Oh, it's that.
Oh.
That guy.
Oh, our representative is here. He can talk about this new announcement.
Hey.
Brought in the legal team.
Why'd you...
What?
Don't touch my Bacardi.
I brought this.
Shut up. You're right. I know my booze when I see them.
Well, anyway, folks.
This is actually... This is the Bacardi from the Speedrun IRL.
Yeah.
We dumped the liquor out. We refilled it with Diet Coke.
That was watered down, right?
That was watered down Diet Coke. Oh, yeah. I gave out a pro tip for aspiring filmmakers last week. I'm going to give out another pro tip this week. Diet Coke mixed with water makes the perfect fake rum.
Hey, really?
It really does. Because Diet Coke by itself is a little bit dark and a little bit fizzly. And when you shake it up, it bubbles and fizzes like soda. When you mix it with water, you get the perfect brownness. And no fizzle, just like the real booze,
damn,
baby.
Damn, that's the real shit.
That's how I could chug it straight out of the bottle in the video, because I'm actually not an alcoholic.
There we go.
Despite what Tina says!
Tina, fuck you if you are still saying that.
We are running short on time, but you said you played some games, Derek. Or I played a game.
Yeah, real quick, I want to talk about games. I mentioned this last week, but I wanted to say I'm still playing. It's an iOS game. Sounds kind of lame, but it's actually wonderful. It's called 80 Days. It was nominated at the IGF Awards this year when we were in San Francisco. It was nominated for a lot of awards. I'm not going to try to remember the awards that it was nominated for because I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I think it was like writing and execution. It's really fun. I really enjoyed it. It's almost like a choose-your-own-adventure based on the Jules Verne novel Around the World in 80 Days. But what's cool is you go to different cities and you interact and do different things. And based on how you handle your situations, you can unlock more money, different routes of travel. And it's very cool. You basically have to find your own path around the world. I really like it. So 80 Days is what it's called. Cool. It's like $5. Check it out.
Yeah,
I recommend
check
it.
That out. I really want to check that out. I was just going to bring up real fast a few things that I played. First of all, Nintendo sent us a couple games, and I know you're going to talk about one too.
Yeah.
But I got a download code from them for Mario vs. Donkey Kong Tipping Stars on the new 3DS, and I've been playing that. That strikes me as a game you would really like, Derek. You would really like it. And I have a I think they sent it to us for Wii U too.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll make sure you get that. But anyway, really struck me as something you would like because it's lots of... First of all, the main game, it's very puzzle-centric. I didn't really play the Mario vs. Donkey Kong games of the past, so I don't know how different this is, honestly. But you have little mechanical Mario figurines that are moving autonomously, moving on their own, and you've got to create, connect, using the stylus, connect this block to this block. Okay, but I only have so many blocks I can use. Okay, now they've crossed that, so now I got to take those away and add it over here so they can keep going that way. Oh, almost in the Lemmings kind of sphere, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of fun, though. It's a puzzle game, I guess you would call it, but... Man, it was stumping me. Even on, like, the second one, I was like, man, this is too smart for me. Like, it's one of, you know what I mean? It's one of those games that you immediately feel dumb. But you can make your own levels. And that's why I thought of you. Anytime you could do that, I think of Derek.
I would like that.
You can make your own levels and send them to, and show, you know, have other people play them and stump other people. But anyway, I really enjoyed it. I guess it's their first cross. I don't know exactly how it works. I think maybe if you buy it on one platform, you get it on the other in terms of 3DS and Wii U.
That's cool.
I could be wrong on that, but
okay,
I know
it... finally started doing that?
I think so.
Okay,
I think so. But it's available on both platforms either way, regardless. But I like it on 3DS. I think it's a little more suited to... I want to say it's more suited to the 3DS, but really, it would play the same on the Wii U because you use the stylus on the screen and all that. So either way you get it, it's fun. I really like that. So yeah, anyway, I played that. I wanted to say I played... I got to play Resident Evil Revelations 2. I didn't even realize the disc came out that had all the chapters on it.
Last week.
I got Final Fantasy Type-0 last week. In the box, I showed up from Amazon, and then I tossed the box, and I was like, wait, it felt like there was something else in that box. I didn't realize I had pre-ordered that.
I got the same two games together, too.
And from here on out, just for clarification, I'm going to refer to Resident Evil Revelations 2 by its prototype name, which was Not As Good Last of Us. Not As Good Last of Us is pretty fun, but it's Not As Good Last of Us. Every turn of the corner in the story of that game is something that is so unbelievably deliberately Last of Us. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah. Go. Hey, work on your weapon on this tool workbench. Okay. Yeah. That seems a little weird. Okay. Turn the corner. These guys all have giant growths on their heads. Okay. They look just like clickers. Wow. Okay. All right. Go through here and help this little girl get through. Oh man. Really? Okay, now play as this grizzled man in flannel with a beard, and you're helping this girl. Man,
well,
I call
Last of Us really good Resident Evil.
So there you go.
Yeah, so this would be not as good, really good Resident Evil.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I'm not having fun. I'm having fun. I will say the game reeks of market testing versus the passion to make a fun game.
Oh, yikes.
Honestly, I'm having some fun with it. But even the first Revelations, it was this 3DS game out of nowhere with a lot of interesting quirks to it. You're on a cruise ship. You're like scanning stuff. It had all these interesting things to make it uniquely its own game. And then this one, here's some co-op in a generic scary thing. You know, it's fun, but it's disappointing.
I'm having a good time with the raid mode.
So raid mode is you could. I feel like they were more interested in developing that than the main game. I don't really like playing that. That's the kind of thing that I don't really like playing at home. Like, mm-hmm. something where it's just kind of like shooting stuff and collecting stuff. Not that that's not fun, but when I'm at home, I want a robust single-player experience or a story or whatever. That's the kind of thing... Now, at some point, I guess you're going to be able to play the game on the Vita.
Oh, cool.
I would play Raid Mode on a portable. Like, I would play that just in between doing shit. I would love that. I just don't really want to sit at home and play that. That's just me, but it's Vita. but it's well done.
Oh, I was just asking... The first Revelation is on a cruise boat?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's I never thought about that. That's a rad idea to have. Because yeah. you're stuck in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, it's a great standalone game.
Yeah, it's like Better Cold Fear.
They've done that three times. That's the third time they've done that.
Oh, that's a
really?
Cool. Shit.
Yeah. Gaiden was a really shitty Game Boy game that took place on a
cruise ship.
With Barry. And then Resident Evil Dead
that's
Aim.
Smart.
Was
so this is the only time anybody game. Played that.
There
though.
We yeah. go. Besides Garrett. Besides Garrett.
I
was going to talk about the game I played. So you.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh. I said before I played Mario Party 10.
Oh, cool.
They couldn't talk about it until this time.
You teased the shit out of it last week.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Oh, God. the game itself is really fun. The mini games are great. They're so much fun. The loading time?
That's everything on Wii U.
This is to a new level.
Really?
It's pretty bad.
Hey,
really?
The Wii
no
U
kidding.
Is really bad with loading times.
Yeah.
It actively pisses me off. Every time I have to go through a major load, I feel like... It's 2015.
You hit the start, and then it's like 30 seconds, and it's like, and it's not even just like a thing ticking. It's just like, it's nothing.
And you know really? What's, you know what's, yeah. but you know what's interesting about that is like the new 3DS is out,
yeah.
and that was their primary goal. This system loads so much quicker, and it is. I play games on that, and it is fast.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I wish the Wii U had some kind of aid in that way.
It's new zones.
Yeah,
way
it's super quick. Yeah, so it sucks that the home console
doesn't
is now the
it.
One that doesn't.
Yeah, because I noticed that too, so Sean. I was
what's,
playing the new.
What's
Monster
funny Hunter. Is I was just in GameStop yesterday and I saw Mario Party 10 is like $50. I was like, oh, that's cool. Let me check out the used game, see what they got. You never know. And I saw Mario Party 9, $49.99.
What the
what?
Fuck? It's like 50 cents. Fuck you.
And that's for the Wii too.
Yeah, it's like you don't understand how this works. This is a used copy on a past generation system.
Yeah, you gave someone $5 for.
Yeah, it's $1 cheaper. Cheaper?
It's called Amazon.
Yeah, no shit.
It's a cent cheaper.
So anyways, I really... There are cool... Besides the loading thing, there's a lot of cool features. Bowser Party is a lot of fun.
That
where
was rad.
You can all play and then someone's Bowser and they try to kill
awesome.
You on the gamepad.
Yeah, that
so
is
they're
fun.
Trying to kill you the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool. The regular thing is kind of... People don't like it as much because you're in the same car going around together and people don't like... People like the board game aspect where you're going to individual places, and that so that doesn't really exist anymore, which is kind of a bummer. And then they have the amiibo thing, which is also fun, but you're kind of doing your own individual
The game
thing.
Came with a Mario amiibo.
It came with a Mario amiibo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but overall, besides the loading thing, I think it's great. I'm having a lot of fun playing with the kids, so I would recommend
it. Is the amiibo implementation cool or what?
Like, you can only use it for Amiibo Party.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
so
everyone has to have amiibos to play.
Yeah, but the board, it's like it's like the board game that was before where it's like you go into individual places.
Yeah.
But it's a little square and that's really it.
Oh,
and like
okay.
you can change little pieces of it to make the different things that pop up, but for the most part, the amiibo thing is it's kind of lame, honestly. It's not the best.
I like how you would get to a boss battle though and fight like piranha plants and there was different.
Yeah, exactly. So there are like
depending
there are
on
cool
what
things,
stage
and like I'm sure the amiibo thing could
bosses.
Be cool if I play around with it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I just really, overall I really really like it, and I think that the Bowser thing and the gamepad utilization for this the Wii U.
Yeah, that
is
would be
so
a good
cool.
game to have. For,
it's perfect
with that.
For it. It's
the
great.
Gamepad would be good for that. I was gonna say I wasn't planning on getting any of the. They released a whole series of Mario Party amiibos.
Yeah.
And I wasn't planning on getting any of those. I did get Toad. Though, because there isn't any other version of Toad sold, but the Toad amiibo from Mario Party unlocks more stuff in the Captain Toad game.
Oh,
that's cool.
A separate game. And I don't own the Captain Toad game. My mom, I gave that to her for Christmas. She called me almost crying the next day, and I'm like, well, you sound like, is everything okay? She's like, Captain Toad is like... The cutest game
I've ever
played. Thank you so much. My mom loves that
that's
game.
Awesome.
My
that's
mom
good.
Plays it nonstop. And so anyway, so I'm going to let her use that or whatever to get
that's
the...
That's cool.
But anyway, I'm going to play the game myself too later when she's done, which may never happen. But anyway.
You might just have to buy your own copy.
Yeah.
There you
so
go.
So be it. But anyway. But yeah, anyway, you was there more about that? I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to kind of talk about the same thing as you, I think. Final Fantasy.
Yeah, we got time.
You got time.
I'll give
you,
yeah.
Quickly.
Sean will give you time.
I will give you the time. Fucking hurry.
You're pardoned.
The Final Fantasy 15 demo. It was an episode disca.
Episode disca?
Disca. Played it on the PPS last week and played at home when I got home that night and then a couple other nights. It's really fun. I've had some issues with the auto lock-on, but you know, it's a demo.
Yeah.
But it's really pretty. It's weird experiencing a Final Fantasy game this way, like in kind of a modern contemporary setting. And
yeah.
It's cool. I'm excited.
I talked a lot of crap leading up to this because, in my opinion, honestly, like, I thought it looked like the same old shit leading up to it, to Final Fantasy 15. I just... The art style and everything having this long European name and just all of it just reeked of 13 again to me. I just was I wasn't that interested. And now having played the whole 15 demo, I legitimately really enjoyed it.
I didn't kill the behemoth. I kept getting killed during the fight, so I got to go back and I think level up more before I go to take it on.
I you may not need to. There's some tricks to beating it. I think that
I couldn't get my fucking character to auto lock off of the behemoth and grapple to the towers when you heal.
You fucking idiot.
I know. Nah. Really pissed me off.
Even I did it.
Yeah, Sean he's never even played.
I never fucking played it.
No, but anyway, I really legitimately enjoyed it. I thought the world was interesting. It's like fantasy shit meets Middle America. It was this clash of like,
the Midwest.
There's dragons and shit walking around, but everyone's living in like trailer parks and shit. It was this very eccentric kind of, and I realized something really interesting during this playing this demo. It's a big open world. And I really wanted to explore it. And normally, I'm not into big open world games.
Okay.
But then I realized something. It's not that I'm not into open world games. I'm not into Grand Theft Auto, and I'm not into Skyrim. Those worlds don't interest me. There isn't enough of a quirk or a weird trait to them that I want to continue exploring. This world, I did. I was like, man, there's some weird shit out here. And I even got some people online found out there's a way to break the demo.
Really?
And I was able to do it.
Yeah.
Where you go to the edge of the map, you go to the end of the road, and there's like invisible walls saying like, oh, this will all be open in the full game.
Yeah.
Get hit by a car, and it knocks you through it.
And
so I was exploring even more. There's like all kinds of like structures I was going into. And
apparently
stuff.
There's a lot of things you can
do. Yes.
Buildings. Are there any creatures or items or anything?
Anonymous hack.
There's kind of like these distant like dragons and stuff. You can walk. And check them out and like something. I mean, it's nothing like super. Yeah,
can you take
smeller
the,
ass.
The save file when the game comes out and do anything special with
it? I'm not sure. It does save a thing when you're done. But anyway, regardless, whatever. Visually, it was amazing. It's one of those games that you just want to look at. And I liked the battle system. I thought it was interesting. It, some of the things need work. But I legitimately really enjoyed it. I think the final test is going to be, is the story going to be bullshit or not?
Four incredibly cute boys all sleeping in a tent
Yeah, Justin
together.
Rojas got in a game, man. I was really impressed.
I thought of him the whole time I was
Justin
playing.
Justin Rojas
I felt,
is the
I
main
felt like
character.
I was playing as Justin Rojas.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
J-Bro, what's
you
up?
Can walk long distances to smell the dragon's nuts.
Game of the year.
So anyway, so I played that. I haven't played Type Zero at all.
I haven't played
it at all yet.
Let's talk about that.
Type Zero is fun. The control scheme is really similar to the Final Fantasy demo.
Oh.
It's like all those games, the Type Zero, the Episode Disc, and Monster Hunter all really remind me of having similar, like, you have your analog to move, your analog to look around, and then you have the face buttons are like two attacks, a dodge, and a jump. It's very similar to a lot of games that I'm playing at the
like
same
Kingdom
time
Hearts?
Right now.
You played all the Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay.
It's not. And I'm glad. Not that I even minded fighting in Kingdom Hearts, but it's very... I don't know how else to describe it. There's a lot more to manage than it's not just tapping X. It's a matter of figuring out. Yeah, you know,
it's,
I don't know.
You can assign your weapons to like different slots. I was having fun and kind of fucking around with that.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I said they could talk about this briefly.
I'm not upset,
and they went
I'm
way over.
Totally okay.
That's all I wanted to say about it. I think that's it.
Yeah,
what you want to say?
No.
I got a whole other side of this list.
What would you have to show it?
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Wasn't going to. Maybe I will.
Fuck. Well, don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right, real quick, and I can actually be quick. So, I saw the movie What We Do in the Shadows. It's an independent movie made by the people who worked on Flight of the Conchords. It's that group. Not my favorite comedy group, but this movie is actually pretty funny. It's about vampires. Check it out. The TV show The Jinx, I watched it. I liked
it. I'm almost done with it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I really liked it. If you haven't seen that, it's in the news right now. So watch it quick because it'll probably get spoiled for you if you haven't seen it already.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
Also, I added Songs of the Groove Shark this week. So did Garrett. I put up Lords of Acid, The Most Wonderful Girl. I just discovered Lords of Acid.
Yeah,
they rule. I was a big fan of Mortal Kombat soundtrack when I was a kid, and I always thought the music was credited to a band called The Immortals. I found out that was actually Lords of Acid. So I feel like a lot of movies were inspired by that music. A lot of movies were probably inspired by Lords of Acid. So maybe an influential group that doesn't have the credit they deserve. And also D's Nuts by Dr. Dre. I added to the Groove Shark. Funny story about that, but I'll talk about that later.
D's Nuts. Yo, yo, I put up two Gang of Four songs, one called Ether, one called Damaged Goods. Check them out.
Well, thank you for watching this week on the Mega 64 podcast. We will be back. We'll have a lot to say next week, probably about this upcoming video. All kinds of other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian's going to take us out with the final word, the final thought.
Brian, do you like, do you still listen to CDs? Do you like CDs?
Yeah.
Would you like a CD?
Sure.
Would you like two CDs?
Yeah.
Would you like two CDs nuts?
Absolutely!
Fuck you.